time for another WNST Baltimore Sports News Update. Here's Luke Jones.
Tyler Linderbaum met with the media following the Ravens' win over Chicago on Sunday.
That's what it's all about, the locker room, the feeling after a win. You know, obviously we haven't had that in a few weeks, so it's good to come back to the locker room, celebrate with everyone over a win. But at the end of the day, we got a lot of work to do. Build off of it and got a quick turnaround against a good team in Miami. So.
What impressed you the most about Tyler Huntley's ability to step into quarterback and lead the offense the way he did today?
Yeah, I thought Snoop did a tremendous job. At the end of the day, we got to have his back and he has our back. So I thought he stepped in, played really well, took command over the offense, and Snoop's a ball player. So we knew what he was capable of and knew what he was capable of doing.
How big was it to have Ricard back this week?
Yes, I mean, just the physical presence he brings, it's a game changer. Obviously, you know, the more comfortable he gets back into playing, and, you know, obviously the more we'll work him in.
How would you kind of describe how you saw from Tyler, like, in the week leading up to the game, and just how sharp he was in practice versus, you know, taking that out there today?
Yeah, just obviously getting the reps with each other. You know, we haven't had many reps, you know, with the O-line and everyone else, but I mean, good thing is I've played with Snoop before. He's always a joy to be in the huddle with. You know, just has a big smile on his face all the time calling plays, and you know, he's a fun quarterback to play for.
Tyler, how important was this win for just a mental perspective?
Shoot, I think 2-5 is better than 1-6. So, but we just got to keep digging, keep fighting. Like I said earlier, we got a long ways to go, but it's just a start.
It's hard to look at this kind of as, you know, even if it's not looking at it externally or talking about it as kind of a must-win situation, being like 2 points rather than 6, you kind of treat it that way going into it.
Yeah, I mean, every game's a must-win at this point. It's a mentality you got to have, and you know, it's a tough league. There's good teams in the league, and we got to find a way to win football games.
How hard's this last month been?
You know, I think the group that we have in here, we don't flinch. We know what we're capable of doing. We know we're a capable football team. We're a winning football team, and we just got to go out there and prove it each and every week. And you know, glad we got the win today, but we got a short turnaround, and we're gonna go out there on Thursday and play at our best.
Tyler, were there points of emphasis in the game plan today that you guys feel you did a pretty good job of living up to?
Yeah, I mean, we'll have to see on the tape things we did well, things we didn't, but you know, anytime you come out with a win, it's a big deal.
How was it just, I mean, obviously it's the plan every game, but just to stay out of third long on these messages?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, be efficient on, one, just be efficient on your drives. You know, obviously we started off with a 3-and-out. That's not how you want to start, but be efficient on your drives. First and second down, be efficient. Limit the third downs to the third and short. And at the end of the day, just play football. Play as hard as you can and as physical as you can. Defense did a tremendous job today. And, you know, I thought offense, for the most part, was doing some good things.
With when Tyler practiced this week, could you get a sense that this was going to be the type of game that he was going to come out with?
Yeah, I mean, no matter who's in at quarterback, you know, we got trust in them. I think we have three really talented quarterbacks. You know, they all practice at an elite level. And, you know, that's what you want in a quarterback, that trust and a trust in their capabilities of the job they're going to get done.
Thank you, Tyler.
Thank you.